You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Gary Joyner travels back to the ancient Middle East to examine how and why past history predicts current events.
Today I want to talk about the Middle East, where a lot of things have been happening for a long, long time. As you've watched the fighting on television, you may think, hey, this isn't history, it's news. In fact, it's today's news and tomorrow's history. What you should keep in mind is that you've been watching history replaying itself in the ultimate rerun and before an international television audience. You've seen reporters in small Israeli or Lebanese towns describing the drama in real time. This conflict has been very real and very current, but it is not new. You want some deep background on current events in the Middle East? Just refer to the Bible story of David and Goliath, who fought near these places. Or perhaps you will check out the ancient Roman writer Arrian and his description of Alexander the Great's conquering of the island city of Tyre. If you've read the Bible or gone to Sunday school, you've probably heard of Tyre. If you've taken history, you may recall that the Phoenicians based out of Tyre. And when you saw the beautiful beach backdrop of Tyre on television, did you realize that it was not just the setting for a news story, but the peninsula created when Alexander the Great built a mole or a causeway from the mainland to the island city? Relevant history? You bet. Think back to television reports from Jerusalem and the usual backdrop there. It's a massive horizontal edifice beneath a beautiful golden dome structure. No other visual image in the Western world better dramatizes both current events and ancient history. The horizontal structure is known as the Wailing Wall, the Great Western Wall of the Temple of Solomon. It was built by Herod the Great to shore up that part of the Temple of the Jews. The temple itself was built upon the hill where God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac. If you're a Christian or a Jew, you believe that. If you're a Muslim, you believe it's the hill where God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Ishmael. The Gold Dome is the Dome of the Rock, the third holiest site in Islam. Jerusalem itself sits in the occupied territories taken from the Arabs by Israel in the 1967 war. It's among the holiest sites of the three great religions that are all children of the Bible. So whether you're looking at recent events in Israel, the events of 50 years ago, or even 2,000 years ago or more, you're seeing the thread of events, the current affairs of today that become tomorrow's history. We are simply seeing the newest chapter in a never-ending story. When you watch the news, you may get the idea that the Christians, Jews, and Muslims are diametrically opposed, totally dissimilar religions. But if you know history, you know that they actually have a lot more in common than simple geography. There is no such thing, even among the three great religions, as a monolithic concept. Who can say what it means to be a Christian, a Jew, or a Muslim? Each has sects with different beliefs, yet they are all heirs of the Old Testament. They all worship the same God, but they approach and view the deity in very different ways. It's these differences that cause the strife. Consider the country of Iraq. You might think that this country, freed from the grip of a ruthless dictator, might finally be at peace. But there was more tension in Iraq than just that caused by the dictator, Saddam Hussein. The country has three distinct groups: Sunnis, Shiites, and Kurds, and they don't get along. We might hope that would change, but history indicates it won't. Perhaps history will teach us, and them, that the best plan would be to allow each sect to have its own country, government, and religious ideals. On the other hand, history has taught us that it didn't work for the Israelis and the Palestinians. History sometimes raises questions, it sometimes offers solutions, and sometimes it's just chronology. I'm Gary Joyner, and in the Middle East, history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport and is featured each Tuesday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.